You're listening to a private service announcement with Nate Demetrius, the podcast where I give you an exclusive insider on my thoughts by sharing stories and interviews that hopefully leave the listener with a lesson or two. Stay tuned for the episode. You don't want to miss today's PSA. Hey everybody, it's Nate here. I hope you're doing well wherever you are. It's nearly June, and well, 2 months ago, I started up a private service announcement for my second stint. I had about a year break in between, and towards the beginning of this COVID pandemic, I had a little bit more time on my hands. I bet others can relate. And you know, I thought it was the perfect time to start up the podcast and do something that I had hoped I would do ever since I began the podcast back in early 2019 originally, and that was doing interviews. So I just want to take a moment today and give you an update and give you some insider thoughts on what this interviewing process has been like for me, what I've enjoyed about this little project I've gone on, and what I anticipate will happen in the coming days and weeks. Just an update for you. I wanted to kind of look at what I liked, what I haven't liked, and I guess what's going to happen. So far I have done interviews with Curtis, Chad, I think Keegan was next, then Ben Ross, then Shelby, and Ian Amendrude most recently. So I've done 6 interviews that I've completed and shared with you all. And, well, 6 down, and I do have many more lined up. But I thought this was the appropriate time to take a pause and just look. What was it that I've learned? What was it that I've noticed about this process? I guess the first thing that I noticed was, like I had thought when I wanted to start interviewing, when I had been preparing myself ahead of time, getting myself ready with the gear and getting a mic and all that, I never once felt worried that actually doing the interview, like actually speaking and asking questions with a guest, I never was worried that that would be a difficult skill for me to pick up. I mean, I don't think that I've done the most absolute incredible Joe Rogan job of interviewing people, but I know that I'm comfortable in front of a camera, in front of a mic, and in front of somebody who I haven't talked to in a long time. That's just a skill that I bring to the table. And so for me, it was nice that in these last 6 episodes, that was kind of affirmed, both from the feedback I've received from people listening. I really appreciate everything that you share and say with me. It helps me to hone in on my skills. But yeah, there was not much that I was worried about in terms of the actual interviewing. And by going through 6 so far and having a series of questions that I make ahead of time and send to the people that are going to be my guests, and then going through the interview process, that's been really fun. That's actually been one of the most enjoyable extracurricular pursuits I've had during COVID. I guess most of us, and of course me, we all had things that we were doing that once COVID hit, we couldn't do any longer. So this was actually the opportune time for me to find a way to connect with people that I know and care about, and that I find interesting, and that are interested in being on my podcast, most importantly. It gave me an ability to connect with people in a new and deeper way. That, I think, even just for that one point, this whole project has been absolutely worth it. Not to mention that I've learned the production side of interview hosting and distributing and all that. Like, I had never touched Audacity. It's the program that I use when I have my audio files. I chuck them on the computer, open up Audacity, and with the help of Chad and some other people who gave me some tips, good old YouTube tips, you know, everybody learns from that streaming site. Well, I've figured out how to use Audacity and do some really basic audio editing. And more recently, you've probably seen the not I want to call them ads, but they're the little Facebook story clips from my interview where you hear the audio from a part of the interview and you see the little waveform as it's talking. I think it's really cool. Shout out to Chad showing me Headliner. Awesome app. It's free for anybody that wants to try it out. But yeah, so I've learned a little bit about the production side of stuff, and that just for me feels like another feather in my cap, something that I have learned and something that I can draw on later. I haven't talked too much about this part, maybe in one or two of the interviews. I think perhaps it was in my interview with Keegan that I mentioned this, maybe it was somebody else. But doing interviews on a private service announcement has always had a little bit of, in the back of my mind, this idea that I want to prep a skill for down the road when I'm taking on new ventures in my professional practice. I don't think it's a secret, but my goal is to eventually have my master's in counseling. I'm going to be starting that schooling in the fall, in October at City University. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's really, really well renowned internationally. And they've pumped out some awesome therapists. I've met some, I've worked with some, and I'm gonna be one of them eventually. So I want to do my master's and become a registered clinical counselor or something along those lines. And once I have that ability to open my own practice and do counseling work the way I want to, I've always thought the skills I've accrued over time, I want those all to be wrapped up into what I'm doing. So this all full circle here, what I'm trying to say is doing this podcast and doing interviews and production of episodes and all those kinds of things. I imagine that down the road, this is something that I will find a way to incorporate into my work. And so I like to look ahead and see where I might be and start equipping myself for that time ahead of time. Building the skills to do interviews, building the skills to distribute episodes, to invite people to a podcast and to share audio content through stories and through teaching mediums. All of those, I kind of thought, you know what? Yeah, I want to give my hand, I want to give a shot at it, try my hand at it, and see how it goes. So far, I've really enjoyed just the actual making and the process of it. Maybe I'll focus a little bit on some of the interviews I've actually done now. I don't know if I'll go in order, but I'm just thinking right now of some of the things that I found so awesome about my interviews with those six individuals so far. I mean, with Curtis, that's a no-brainer. He gave me the idea of getting into podcasting in the first place. Always big shout out to him. He's doing awesome stuff with Filthy Shades. He's doing awesome stuff with his work as a paramedic, and just in general, he's somebody that I go to for counsel and wisdom, and he's a close friend. So it was just awesome being able to sit with him and laugh. And I'm pretty sure that we talk on the phone and we FaceTime often, but even in that podcast interview, I'm pretty sure I talked with him longer outside of the recorded time than I did actually recording with him. So thanks, Kurt. Always appreciate your support and the way that you give me the chance to, well, try out new things and give me some honest feedback. I appreciate that. Second interview, that was with Chad. Oh yeah, buddy. You've done an incredible job of getting me some new ideas for this podcast, how to do it in a new way. Like you showed me Audacity, you showed me Headliner, and now you're doing your own podcast too. Behind the Business, if I remember off the top of my head what it's called. Yeah, I really enjoyed kind of being able to connect with you and do that. And in our interview, got some good laughs in. And yeah, I think that's all it's about. So, what was the next one? Did I say it was Keegan, I think it was Keegan. Yeah, that's fantastic. Keegan's a guy that I've known for a whole lot of years, and being able to connect with you and do the interview with you, Keegan, that was super awesome. Still hoping that we can get together once COVID's done. That would be great. Ben Ross, still the most viewed episode of our interviews. Actually, it might be my most viewed episode of any of my previous podcasts as well. I laughed way too hard. I still think about our conversation about Marvel versus Star Wars stuff, couch and camp. Just yeah, it's always a great time chatting with you, pal. And you know, this was the first time that on my podcast I got to talk about super nerdy stuff. The timing was perfect. I don't know. Some of the people that I talk to more regularly would know this, but for more of a general audience, I'll have you know that my family, they have all been watching through the, they watched through a bunch of different movie series. So they watched through all the Star Wars movies recently, and then right around the time that I did the interview with Ben, they watched through all of the Marvel movies from top to bottom. All the way from Iron Man to Endgame and everything in between. And man, my family is, we are nerds. Like, we all think in terms of quotes. We all think in terms of like characters and relationships between other characters. And it's hilarious. We have our own language, literally. And getting to talk with you, Ben, on that podcast episode about things that I nerd out about, that was awesome. So respect. Thanks, man. That was fun. And Shelby, oh man, I feel like I was privileged to be able to get to sit in a space and hear some of your thoughts, because usually the thoughts people get are the ones that come out on your little Facebook and Instagram posts, the little mini blogs. And we talked about that on our interview. But being able to sit down and across the virtual platforms we used, just chat about different things that are important to you and important to me. That was sweet. I really enjoyed that. And most recently, Ian, you make me laugh all the time, and I look back on how you were important in my early days, with just going to church, going to a door on Sunday nights, and you inviting me into so many of your social interactions. It was a real treat being able to chat with you. That interview is the most recent one. I think a couple days ago I put that up. So anybody who hasn't seen it, please go send some love and give a view. Every single person that I've had on my podcast, people that I've talked to that I haven't put on the podcast, and podcast episodes that I'm hoping down the road I get to do, all of those. At the end of the day, the most important thing for me is that I get to connect with people. And I think that's my favorite part about having done the interview aspect of a private service announcement so far, is that I've been able to connect with so many people that may or may not have connected with me otherwise. Just having a little project that I get to put my mind and my efforts towards, that's been a big lifesaver during this COVID time for me. Otherwise, I wouldn't have had a creative outlet. Playing drums with the band, with Fall Brigade, who I play with right now, that's not possible. My volunteer positions aren't happening right now. I'm lucky enough to have full-time work still, both through the Peace Program and James Bay School, where I work, the two counseling jobs I'm doing. But outside of those hours, I usually was really busy. And so, you know, if I could encourage anybody to try something creative, try something new, try out a new skill, that's what interview podcasting, that's what this has been for me. And it's been so worth all the effort and the time. And I hope to continue. I also have some new ideas for different kinds of episodes. I've heard that sometimes it's nice to hear just my voice. I've heard from a few people that they're wondering if there's any stories coming out, or they just want to hear some more updates from me. Interviews are great, but a private service announcement is about hearing Nate. So I'm gonna be honest with you all. Like I had been very clear way back at the beginning of a private service announcement last year, and I've been no stranger in saying it along the way. I'm more comfortable listening. Like, I am more of a listener. I am more of a, I feed off of social interactions rather than try to take the center of attention. As much as I'm a big personality and I like having people's attention and doing presentations and all that kind of stuff, this is still a bit of a stretch. This is all, I'm a perfectionist, and usually that means I don't even really like how something comes out the first time I say it. I've been trying to work on that. This episode, this recording I'm doing right now, I'm not even gonna edit it. It's gonna be a one take, and that it is what it is. All the little ums and ahs and pauses that I have, I'm just gonna let them stand because I'm trying to practice that and not be super self-critical. But people are saying they want to hear more from me, so I will try and find ways to do that a little bit more. It's less fun than doing the interviews. That's just what it comes down to. It takes more effort for me to sit down and prep a story, sit down and prep something that I share with you, because at the end of the day, I only want you to be hearing me with something of value, something that you get to take away maybe a lesson or two from. That's a private service announcement for me. And like, if that's what it's about, I want that to always be the case. So yeah, we'll see. Anyway, I don't think I have any more thoughts for today. So thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. Once again, I will ask you, please, please reach out to me directly through private message or on my page, a private service announcement. One thing Chad had reminded me, and I really would appreciate it if I could have some help from all you, is that rating my podcast. Like on the App Store or on whatever platform you get podcasts from. If you rate my podcast, like send it a 4 or 5 out of five, 5 out of 5, only do 5 out of 5. Whatever you feel you would rate this, please do rate it. And apparently it makes a big difference in reaching wider audiences. I mean, I don't really think that's what I want at this point, is it to become a public service announcement. But it is nice to have your feedback and to have that kind of positive affirmation. So, yeah, please keep sharing my episodes. Those of you who do that, I appreciate that. Tell some people that maybe they would enjoy some of the content that I put out. It's nice to have a larger community for this because then I get more ideas and I get more inspiration on this little project. So, yes, that is it. That is it. I'll stop there. Have a great day wherever you are. That concludes today's private service announcement.